Just a little bit about me is I'm a man of faith, man of loving football. I'm a family guy, and I'm loving Arkansas. So I'm excited for this year. I think we're going to be a really improved team just because of how we work and how Coach Pittman has instilled a culture of just working hard and just having that blue collar chip on us. So that's a little bit about me. I just wanted to give a little introduction. So, the questions.
Great. We'll go to your right front row here.
Grant, Tyler Shaw with KBTX and College Station. Just curious, what are your expectations for the defense?
Yeah, expectations really for the defense is to play every game and to give us a possibility to win. I think the one thing is, as a defense, you got to be able to keep your team in the game no matter what the offense is doing. So I think our expectations is just going out there and to be doing whatever it takes. Like if it's a four down, if it's a three down, if it's whatever, if it's a zero down, like if it's, we're going to do what it takes to win. And the way we've instilled that in the summer and off season is like, we have to know who we're going against. And like in the summer and off season, it's, we're going against our offense and we're going against ourselves and we're working hard against that. So our expectation is just to work harder than we did last year and to work continuously, like the quality of the work. And as our defense, we need to be more efficient. Get off the field on third downs. Our back end did really well sometimes, and we didn't help up front. So we got to be able to continue to add depth and be able to grow from there.
To your right on the third row.
Dan Peck, ESPN, 106.7 in Auburn. As one of the team's leaders, I was just wondering what it would mean to you personally to leave Arkansas and the program in better shape than it was when you arrived.
Yeah. I would say the one thing that like it means to me is like this is something that we came here to do. No one ever wants to come, like, and that's any school in the SEC. No one wants to come to, say, Auburn, right? So no one wants to go to Auburn and leave Auburn at a worse time. Like, so as a player, you want to be able to come here and leave a legacy. You want to come here and say, I was 31 on that team that did that. We snapped a long SEC win streak last year, and the fact that I can say I was on that team, like, I'll be able to tell everybody, like, oh, we went into Mississippi State after they beat the defending national champions. Like, so that's something that I want to be able to tell my kids one day, be able to tell my family. So to leave a legacy, something like that, and to be saying, like, we're sitting here saying we won three games last year, like, we can have a chance to win more, figure out what's better in the eyes of everyone else. To be able to say I was a part of a team like that, or I played for Sam Pittman, who knows, he could end up being a really great coach at Arkansas. So that's exactly how I want to leave it. Kind of like you said, like, I want to leave a legacy.
Grant, to your left on the third row.
Just curious what it's like having Barry Odom as a defensive coordinator at Arkansas.
Yeah, I promise you, he's the same guy here as he will be with us. He's a really great leader. The way he leads is passionate. It's purposeful. The words he uses isn't anything huge. It isn't anything, like, he doesn't have a great, just like, it's smart vocabulary, but it's the smart in him is not through his words, but it's through his passion, his purpose, and it's through his, like, X's and O's. When he talks football with you, you know he's one of the smartest coaches in America. And the way he explains everything, like, you know he knows this works. He knows it can work. It just has to be done by us. It puts it on to us saying, all right, it's worked everywhere else he has been. Like, we need to make it work here. So I love the guy. I love him a lot. Like, the way he coaches us, the way he's there for us, the way he leads us. But like I said, he's the same guy everywhere. He's consistent. And I think that's the one thing you want in a leader, no matter if it's players, coaches. You want a guy who's going to be the same guy every single day. And that's exactly what he is.
To your right, standing in the third row.
Hey, Rob Brown, Sports 56, WHBQ, and Sideline Sports Radio in Memphis. Spend a lot of time in Arkansas, or hunting camps and parking up in Hardy all the time. I've never seen one state, one team, you cross that bridge. Right now it's one bridge, not two. But how big a deal is it for you? I've got several friends that played for the Razorbacks. We've got a lot of our members are Razorbacks, to be from in-state. And what is it like when kids, because I've been to Fayetteville, it is absolutely spectacular. And I think about the great history of walk-ons in Arkansas, Weston Dacus from Searcy and all. How big a deal is it when you get them up there for you as a native to talk to them about the tradition, which is the 23rd winningest in the history of college football?
Yeah, I didn't know it was the 23rd winningest history in college football, so I think we need to talk about that more. But I think when people come to Fayetteville, they don't realize what they're getting into. I don't think they realize how beautiful a place it is. Like, we just won for the 6th year. I'm sure Pittman said it in there. 6th year in a row, like, best place to live, like, from U.S. or whatever. And, like, people don't realize that till they come up there and see. They think Arkansas is just like, oh, they just got a bunch of hillbillies up there. Like, it's a beautiful place. Northwest Arkansas is beautiful. Like, they're booming up there. And the traditions and the fanfare that goes on, like, the fans love Arkansas. When Coach Pittman says a proud damn state, like, there's not a single person in Arkansas that doesn't bleed red, like, that we, like, that they just want Arkansas to do good. So when you cross that bridge, or you cross from Oklahoma over, you come down from Missouri, like, you know exactly what everyone else is rooting for. You know how they treat Arkansas players, how they treat Arkansas fans. They're great. There's this great tradition just on the fact that we are the only team in Arkansas that's a D1 or a SEC, a Power 5. There's no pro teams. There's no amusement parks. There's nothing else to go have fun doing but except for rooting on the Hogs. So I promise you, once you hear the – I know everyone else probably hates it around here, but when you hear the Hogs called in that stadium, it's a little different.
To your left here, second row.
Jacques Doucet, WAPTV. Your head coach seems like a salt of the earth guy, just grounded and no ego and all that. He made fun of himself just now in the big room, said he made a 18 on his ACT. What's it like to be around a guy like that, and does it make you want to win more for somebody like that?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. When he's like I said, like, being consistent is, I feel like, the biggest attribute in being having a leader or a coach. And he is that same guy over there talking about his 18 on his ACT as he is with us. Like, he, on the plane ride over here, we were talking. He was like, I'm not smart. He goes, I just work hard. And, like, that's the truth. Like, he may not be the smartest guy. I may not be the smartest guy. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to work. And the fact that he will go ahead and admit that he's not, he even said he's still learning about being a head coach. He's like, I'm still learning. He tells us that every day. He's like, I'm still learning to do this. But I'm proud of y'all and the way y'all are learning with me. So, like, the fact that he's, like, he's not telling us he's Superman. He doesn't have a secret sauce waiting for us. The fact that we're just getting to work and going to work and we're working hard and we're bringing that blue-collar attitude back to Arkansas football, like, that's what we need to be. We need to be physical because that's what the Arkansas state is. We're a blue-collared state. We don't, like I said, we have no amusement parks. We have nothing huge there. We're just working hard and we're dependable, and that's what we need to get back to, and that's exactly what Pittman's doing.
To your right on the second row.
Randy Rainwater, 103.7 The Buzz. Depth, you mentioned that just a few moments ago, Grant. That really caught up with you last year against LSU because of COVID issues. Talk about the depth you're seeing now in both the defensive line and even in the linebacking crew.
Yeah, it definitely did catch up to us last year. I think that was why we kind of fell off at the end of the year. Depth with a D-line, we had to go into the transfer portal and we grabbed some guys who can play immediately, and they've done really well. But that purely made our other D-linemen a lot better. I haven't seen a jump like this in our D-line group since I've been here. The way that they've instilled what they've learned from where they came from and brought it over, and the other guys who are here already who thought it was their time saw that and go, oh, dang, I gotta work hard too. I gotta go. I'm still trying to play. So that's built depth purely alone. Who knows if those three transfers are going to play or not, but it made them work so much harder because of the competition around them. And we haven't had, at the D-line group, we haven't had a lot of competition just because we've kind of known who's going to be those starters, who's going to, like, and so when you don't work hard, like, when you don't have that competition that you need at every position, they don't work hard, that doesn't build depth. So this whole offseason has been really competitive for them. And honestly, we couldn't tell you right now who our starting D-linemen are, which is great. I think that's awesome. Because I think that we have a lot of people that can be that, and that's a good problem to have when you have ones and twos, guys battling for that spot. The next question with linebackers is, we've worked a lot of young guys. We've worked with me, Bump, and Hayden being the older guys, and like D.D. Edwards, we've worked really hard at getting the next guys ready and next guys be able to step up and take those snaps off of us. But I honestly can tell you right now, like, it was depth, but it was mainly us not getting off on third down. We didn't have a good third down efficiency last year. If we want to help ourselves, we need to get off the field. We need to play football less. And I think that was our main problem. We need to get off the field and be able to let these guys play. But the thing is we were having to play because we were putting ourselves in awful situations. So that's pretty much that.
Two quickies if we can. First, right here on the front row.
Yeah, just curious, it seems every time you guys play Texas A&M, it's always a really close contest. Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. I wish I could tell you right now a spot answer. I think we both, I think they're both really well-run programs, even with the other coach that y'all had before that and we had before. Like, it was just, they're kids who just want to play against Texas. They're kids that, I have no idea. I just think we fit each other well. But they're always a fun program to go up against. There's never been, like, fights or anything. Like, I like the guys over there. They're good guys, good players. And they know, like, they're going to the league. Like, they know they have a good future, and they know what they can do to take the next step. So hats off to that program, too. So it's always been fun to play them.
Last question on the left in the back row.
So it's Andrew Coppinger from KMIZ. We're in Columbia, Missouri, and Michael Shear, position coach, is a fan favorite back in Columbia. He's seemed to rise in the coaching ranks pretty quickly. What is it about him that you think has allowed him to do that, and why is he so good?
He is a 70-year-old man in his wisdom. I'll just say that. Coach Shear he's awesome. He's Barry Odom 2.0, and I think everyone sees it, and that's exactly why he's climbing the ranks like he is, and he deserves it. He 100% deserves to be where he's at right now. I wouldn't doubt it if he's a defense coordinator here soon too, like just in the next couple of years, just because he works so hard. He does things the right way. I know he's a fan favorite with y'all, but here soon he's going to be a fan favorite Arkansas too. So, but he's awesome. I like him a lot. What's crazy is he's only like 4 years older than me, so I could have played with him 1 year. He's like my good friend. Like, we've been texting today. Like, he's done things the right way. He's coached us the right way. He coaches us hard. And the one thing about him is he doesn't care who you are. Like, he doesn't care. He coaches me the same as he coaches everybody else in that room. So that's the one way he's done well and gained respect of everybody.
Grant, terrific job. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you all.